I'm bringing sexy back. What? Caleb Jones, Alpha Male 2.0. We have a lot to discuss today. Oh my God. That song is so old. What the fuck? I realized whenever I imitate women, I have only two voices. I recently added a third one, but historically I only have two voices. So hang on one second. I'll be drinking a lot of water tonight. I'll explain why in a second. Anyway, it occurred to me, I have these two voices historically, now I have a third one. So I either have the traditional monogamously married wife post 3 years of the marriage. It's like, why'd you put the plate in the sink? Why didn't you wash the plate before you put the plate? You know, I work so hard around here. So
I have that voice. And then the other voice I have is, you know, 18-year-old Bimbette. Oh my God, what the fuck? You are so fucking old. This is such a fucking cut. Oh my God. So I got that one too. And hang on, I'm getting an error about streaming to Facebook. What's going on here? What the hell? I guess the Facebook stream isn't working. Can I reconnect? Hang on a moment. Damn it. I'm just going to let it go. I don't know what happened. So sorry if you tried to watch this on Facebook. I apologize. Sorry about that. Oh, where was I going with this? So, about 2-3 years ago, I added a third voice. And this is young girl living in Paraguay, especially if she has blonde hair, because I have a few of those. So that voice goes something like this. I don't know how to say, but girls at my work talk a lot of shit and I don't like it. Just hearing that makes me miss my Paraguay girls. You know, I was with one of them and she's like 23. And, you know, blonde and, you know, what I like. And so she's on the phone and she's talking to her mom, not talking, but she's texting her mom on her phone. This is when I was in Paraguay a little while ago. And the way it works in Paraguay is that people never move out for their families. They just stay with their parents fucking forever. So these women in their 20s and 30s who still live at home with their parents, which means that their moms treat them like they're 14, even though they're like 27 and 32 and, you know, 25. But she's texting her phone. Who you doing? I'm texting my mom. Like, she goes, my mom always asks me where I am. Where are you? I said, okay, well, what are you telling your mom? You telling her the truth? She's like, no. It's like, I'm telling my mom that I am at my friend's house. I said, just tell your mom the truth. Tell her you're fucking a 50-year-old American man. She said, what's the worst that could happen? She goes, oh. I said, what is the worst that would happen? You told her the truth. I said, look, mom, I'm fucking this 50-year-old American guy. So just, it's, everything will be fine. What would she do? What would the worst that would happen? And she's like, oh. And I'm like, would she go like, what the fuck? So we got done laughing. She says, see, that's what the problem is. In Paraguay, no one speaks English, and the few people who speak English speak bad English. So that she has to think through the word. She goes, worse than what the fuck? shit. All right. So anyway, there you go. I should just do, you know, girl voices the next 2 or 3 hours. I am in the process of recording the audiobook for the new Unchained Man book. And so because of that, my voice is not what it is. I've been talking to this microphone, this one right here, like all day, including business builder meetings, including this. And so I'll be drinking a lot of water as we go along today for this particular podcast show. Hang on. I am pleased to announce that it's not really an announcement. It's an update. I'm pleased to update that the new Unchained Man book, those of you who have pre-ordered it and those of you who are going to get it at some point, those you haven't ordered it yet, but you want to get it when it comes out, is done being written and it is done being proofed.
So it is now in the typesetting phase. That's going to take another, I don't know, week and a half, maybe. They have to figure out the graphics and typesetting and all that bit. It takes a while because it's a big book. So now I can give you more information about the book. I have added, let's do the math. So the original book, the old version, has 27 chapters. This new version has 36. Okay, so I've added 9 chapters to the book. Not bad. Also, in more than half of the chapters that were existing, I've added content and added sections. There's a few chapters that didn't need to be updated very much, so I just tweaked those. But most of the chapters I've added entire sections to. Pretty cool. So my hope is to have the book, if you've pre-ordered it, in your hands by the end of this month. If I don't make that deadline, it'll be the first week of March. We might be able to do it, though. I don't want to rush anything. So, and the way this is going to work is every time I complete a segment, you will immediately get sent it. Those you've already ordered the pre-order. If you would like to pre-order the book, let me talk about it a second. One thing at a time. You're going to get the ebook first. You're going to get the Kindle, the PDF, and the EPUB first. As soon as the audiobook is ready, and it might actually be ready by then. Maybe not, because they have to edit the audio, so probably not. Then you'll get the audiobook next. Then you'll get the course after that. If you want to pre-order the book, you also get the course for a much cheaper price than what I'm going to charge when I release the book and the course. You go to unchainedman.io and you can pre-order now. It's like $127 for like a 30-day course plus the book. And this book's going to be like well over 500 pages. Big, big book. God knows how long the unabridged audio will be. Audiobook is in my voice. No AI bullshit. So that's the good news. What else do I want to mention? Something else I want to mention. What else? What the fuck? I forgot. I don't know. You guys got questions before we get started here? When I asked about switching off the Wi-Fi, you're referring to questions from a few days ago, so I won't be able to remember. Do you switch off the Wi-Fi router in your home when you go to sleep? No, that sounds insane. I would not do that, no. She might be jealous. Her mom wants a Go too. Well, as always, I joke about this with all my FBs, and when I had MLTRs, them too, if they had hot moms, because I've done that. So I joke about it. Yeah. And it's Paraguay. They, you know, Paraguay, they're not hot, but they're cute. Oof. So yeah. For FEIE, if I live in Mexico but spend 90 days in the USA with the pro rate, I would get about 88K deduction instead of the full deduction. If the 84K gross, does that, if I gross 84, does that mean I pay zero USA tax? Yes, that is what it means. Right. Can you please make 2 about science, anthropology, history, why monogamy is not natural to these mono idiots? They can read the book. I talked about that in detail. I guess if you are a hardcore monogamy person, you would never buy my book. I guess. I don't know. I'm following the 2.0 structure from the past 2 years. Everything is perfect. The best life. Cool. That's how this works. Yeah. Yeah. It's just that there is a woman from my past texting every woman she can from my past to current for a year. Is that a bad thing? Why would you want to hook up with chicks from the past? Every guy. Every guy has that one or two girls in high school that you wanted to hook up with and that you want, like, oh, that'd be so awesome if. I've done that. We'll talk about that today. And not just that, but, you know, how would your libertarian country from your blogs handle the Russian invasion of Ukraine? I did an entire article on how it would handle war and if it was invaded. And basically what I said in that article was, yes, it would have a military, but the primary thing it would do is it would offer $1 billion bounty for anyone who killed the leader of the invading country. That's how it handled it. So if, I'm not going to mention names because I don't want to get in trouble on YouTube, but let's say the country of Slarbobia was invading my country and I was the president of my country. I would get on TV. I would say, hello, country of Slarbobia has just invaded us. We did nothing to them. They attacked us first. I am offering a $1 billion payment payable in any currency you want, including dollars, Bitcoin, or solid gold bars, to the first person who kills the president of Slarbobia. 1, 2, 3, go. And by the way,
This applies to anyone, including his wife, his girlfriends, his bodyguards. So if you guys are listening, so now that guy is going to be terrified for his life. That guy will not be able to trust anyone, and now he has a reason to pull his fucking troops out. And then I would use my military to defend my country. But see, that's creative, therefore governments aren't going to do that. Can you explain these monogamy? Okay. I bummed my MLTRs left, and I've got no rotation. All your women left at the same time? It sounds unlikely. I'm on the apps, but getting behind in business goals. How do I get motivated again? How's it going to feel to not have sex for a year? And you go, oh my God, and that'll get you back on Tinder. Bro, you fucked your teenage FB's moms. Yes, I have. Did you have threesomes with both of them separate? How many times did you pull it off? Go read the new Unchained Man, excuse me, the new Alpha Male 2.0 blog. I have an entire article about exactly that that just went about 2 weeks ago. I think it's Unchained. The link will be below in this video. Go read it. All right. Now, today's topic is one that, and plus I got to discuss the SMIC ball. I'll discuss that in a few minutes. Today's topic is one I get questions about, and I was hesitant to discuss this topic for two reasons. One is this is slightly more of an advanced topic. I usually don't cover these publicly. I usually cover these in our coaching programs and things like that. But enough of you asked for it, and I'm not doing SMIC anymore, so fine. Just be aware that what I'm going to discuss today is probably not if you're a total fucking beginner with women. It's more of an intermediate advanced level thing. So you want to build your game, build your rock of independence, build your game skills, and then attempt this. Please don't attempt this right now if you're still a virgin or you've only had sex with three women, or that's not going to work. You're just going to blow your chances. Secondly, because of the nature of this topic, I'm going to discuss a few things that I have done, but I can't tell you everything I've done because some of the stuff I've done relatively recently in my life. And so my policy is that I don't talk specifically about women without their permission of my experiences in the last few years. If it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 15 years ago, then I could talk about it. But stuff I've done in the last, you know, 1, 2, 3 years, I kind of keep that down on the down low. So I can't get into huge specifics on this because I'm speaking publicly and that's the way it goes. But what we're talking about here is women from your past that you would like to hook up with. When I mean past, I mean maybe cute girls you went to high school with, cute girls you went to college with, that cute girl you had a job with, you know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, right? It could even be, well, that's a different topic. You already hooked up there. That's a different topic. So I'm not going to talk. So we're going to talk about this. I have successfully done this several times. Here's the problem. I have no notes on this topic. I'm speaking extemporaneously on this. So if I have to like rewind my oration here, just bear with me, but I'll give you all the techniques on how this is done. And then I'll get to your questions in a few minutes. First of all, a few things before you get started, we have to understand about this process. This is a low probability success thing. Okay. So even if you have perfect game, perfect document independence, perfect confidence, you know exactly what you're doing. You're super good looking. Your odds are still at best, maybe 40% when you're talking about any individual woman, all right? So it's not like you can pick that one girl you had a crush on in high school and now you're 36 and you're going to go after her and it'll work. No, instead what you have to do is go after several girls from your past, not one, because the odds are you're not going to score with that one. That's what I did. I made a list of various women from my past, school, work, things like that, from, you know, 20 in my, I'm an old man, so I'm older than most of you. I'm in my 50s. So like 25 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever. Okay. So it's just, you know, you go back through your list and you want to go after not one woman, but 2, 3, 4, 5 girls or 5 women, I should say, because these are probably grown women now. Okay. So just, this is a numbers game like anything else. Don't think you can just target one girl and, oh, I'm going to, no, the odds are she's going to say no. And when I did this, a significant percentage, I don't remember the exact percentage, at least half of them said no. Some of them said, give me a hard no. Some of them were like, maybe no. I got close, but then no cigar.
and some of them it worked. So you have to do this with a small grouping of women from your past. You cannot do this with just one girl from your past, okay? That's item number two. So item number one is, this is more advanced, intermediate stuff. Do not do this if you're a girl, if you're a woman dating beginner, okay? Number two is several women, not just one. And set your expectations accordingly. You may, if you have three, you might fail on all three. You might. It's okay. And you might get one out of the three. Okay? You might. But just set your expectations on this. Next thing. This is what they used to call back in the PUA days, long game. This is going to take time. Sometimes it will take years. Now, does that mean you're texting her every day for years? No. You think I would do that? No, it's stupid. What I'm saying is, maybe she has a boyfriend right now and you got to wait 2 or 3 years and check back with her. And that happens. Okay. Or maybe she's married. You got to wait till she gets divorced or whatever, or wants to have an affair or whatever the fuck. Okay. I don't recommend you go after married women. That's just my opinion. So be aware. This is not like, oh, I can watch this video that Caleb was talking about. I have a hookup with him in the past. And that means by next month, I'll be fucking someone. No, it could be 6 months from now. It could be 2 or 3 years from now. So you got to be patient. So what I'm trying to say for all these things is, these are not things you rely upon. You still follow Alpha 2.0 models. You still have FBs, MLTRs, OLTR if you want one, and you focus on them. And these women, if any, are little, they're little bonuses. They're like the cherry on top of the sundae. They're not the sundae. The sundae is your FBs, MLTRs, and or your OLTR. That's the ice cream and the whipped cream and the hot fudge sauce and the sprinkles. The cherry on top is the smoking hot girl you went to college with or something, you know, 15 years ago. You might not get your cherry. You might not. But you know, if you do, great. Enjoy it. Okay? So don't rely on this. That's not what this is for. Okay? Okay. Reviewing in my head. So what? I'm going to give you some examples of what I have done. A few things. What I have done is contacted women I worked with a very long time ago. What I've also done is women, the smoking hot, the super hot girls in high school that I didn't have the game back in high school to gain. Things like that. I have also, which we cannot discuss today because it's some of this is recent and some of this is not recent, but it's recent enough. I have also, if you fail, should I say this? I'll say this. If you, you can also go after, if they're 18 and over, daughters of the women you went to school with, depending on if you're older. I have done this, and I've done this more than once. Similar process, but there are some distinct differences. And again, it's not a slam dunk. That's really advanced shit. Not going to cover that today, and I don't think I ever will publicly. But you can do things like that, too. You guys are a little more advanced, intermediate. If the smoking hot girl you went to high school or college with, and you're an older guy, you're in your 40s, she has a daughter who's 18 and just as hot as her or hotter, that's an option, too. And sometimes that stuff just falls in your lap. And yeah, anyway, hey, if you want more detail on that kind of stuff, I have talked about that at the SMIC vault, which I will talk about in a minute. Let's rewind back to the woman. So the first thing you do is that just like when you're trying to reacquire a woman you used to date, you check out her social media if you have access to it. If you don't, we'll cover that in a minute. If you have access to her social media, and if she's older, she's probably on Facebook. If she's of any age, she's probably on Instagram. And you see what her relationship status is. And just like when you reacquire a woman who does a listen video on you, when you're trying to reacquire one you already dated, before you hit her up again, you see if there is a, what are you looking for? A new boyfriend. If there's a new boyfriend. If there is a boyfriend she's had for a long time, that's a green light. Go ahead, proceed. If she is single, it looks like she's single, green light. If she's dating, also green light. If she has a new boyfriend, she just got this new guy last few weeks, maybe a month or two, red light, move on, don't talk to her. The only time women are hyper loyal to men is when the relationship is new and exciting. She's not going to cheat on that guy because she loves him. She's so excited. Oh, wait 6 months, a year, and when she stops giving a shit about him because monogamy doesn't work. And as I always talk about, instead of lamenting the fact that monogamy doesn't work, use that to your advantage and exploit the reality that monogamy doesn't work. That's my entire Alpha 2.0 model, is exploiting the fact that long-term monogamy does not work. So saying, boo, this bullshit, women. You say, all right, if monogamy doesn't work, if a woman has a monogamous boyfriend, I just wait a little bit until she dumps him, because she will, because Monica doesn't work. Okay? Okay. So that's the first thing. What if she's married? Well, here's the deal on marriage. This is my opinion. This is not Alpha 2.0. This is Caleb's opinion. I don't recommend you go after married women. The potential for problems is too high, and most guys are stupid about hiding these things. Have I ever been with married women? Yes, but that was a long, all of them were more than 10 years ago. I don't do that anymore, but I have done it, and it was fine. And as to my knowledge, all three, I've been with three married women, I think. Three? One, two, three. I think three. All more than 10 years ago. Like, we're doing more like 15 years ago. All three of those women are still with their husbands. Okay. I don't recommend it. I don't think it's a good idea. So if she's married, here's what you can do. You can contact her and be very friendly and perhaps get her number and discuss this, but nothing sexual. Just talk to her, and then you wait till she gets divorced. What if she never gets divorced? Then she never gets divorced. Because otherwise, leave her alone. I don't recommend going after a married woman. I just don't. I don't. I think it's a bad idea. Okay? So now that's the first thing you do. You check out her status. Now, if she has a new boyfriend or she's married, now if she's you leave her alone and you focus on the other four or five women you're looking at. Remember, a group of women. I'm reasonably sure if you have four or five or six women, some of them will be non-married and or don't have a new boyfriend. Okay, those are your green lights. The rest, you just make a mental note, wait a year, check again. Remember, long game. Next, what you do is you reach out on social media. Instagram or Facebook, whatever, you know, whatever makes sense. Those are really the two, Instagram or Facebook. Facebook is better because Facebook has much more friendly vibe than Instagram, which can have a little of a datey vibe. So Facebook is better. If you are in your 40s and she's in her 40s or 30s, certainly 40s or 50s, she's more like, she's probably on Facebook. She might also have an Instagram, but you reach out to her on Facebook, ideally, if not, then Instagram. And the entire framing of reaching out to her is you're friendly, you're nice, you're not sexual at all, you're not, none of that stuff. You don't even hint of any sexuality. This is the opposite of normal game. You're just talking. If the conversation goes well, you get her off the thing and go to your phone number. So you're texting on your phone. So if you're international, you're doing WhatsApp. If you're an American, you're doing SMS. Okay, and you have that conversation phone. Nothing sexual at all. Nothing. Friendly. Then you end the conversation and forget about it for a week or two. Then you circle back. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, have another conversation. This time over texts. Friendly. 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 Okay? Then leave it alone. Now, yeah, leave it alone and then maybe talk to her a third time. Now, I don't have an exact formula for this. I don't have an exact system for this. I'm naturally good at that. Not naturally. At this point in my life, I'm very good at this now because I've had a lot of practice over the last 17 years. So I can't tell you exactly. Well, Caleb, how many exact times did you talk to his ex? I don't know. I don't remember. I'm just giving you kind of an estimate of what I did. Okay. The third or fourth time, you start talking about dating topics like you're on a first date. So the nature of if she's dating, her last boyfriend, relationship talk, not your relationship, her relationship. Okay. And so similar to a friend, you're talking about that. So now you're getting the mindset of dating and things like that. Okay. Then on that conversation or the next conversation, you pitch meeting up. Do not call it a date. Do not call it a date. Don't even hint it's a date. You're going to go get coffee. Or, you know, if she suggests getting a drink, then you can certainly do that. And sometimes that happens. Good. That's, by the way, it's a good sign. You kind of follow her lead. If she says, if you say coffee is great, if she says, let's get lunch, go ahead and get lunch. Caleb, you said not to do lunch. Yes, this is not normal game. This is very different. You could get lunch. If she suggests dinner, she probably won't, but then say yes. She won't suggest dinner. She might suggest lunch. She might suggest a drink, both of which are good signs. Okay. What if she hesitates? Leave it alone. I don't worry. And just can't, just don't end the conversation like you're mad. Keep talking. Okay. Then end the conversation. then wait 6 months or a year before you try it again. And then you can try it again in 6 months or a year, a long time, 2 years. Okay. Reacquire her again. Now let's say she has a boyfriend now. Well, cool. That's awesome. What's he like? All right, great. Very friendly. Okay. If it's a new boyfriend, end the conversation, wait another year. Do it again. You see how you'd be patient with this shit? Yeah. Okay. Eventually, when you get her out to that meet, don't call it a date. It's now you're dropping into Alpha 2.0 Black Dragon dating models. Now you can treat it like a date and you can roll right in with my first date, second date model. Then it's okay. You can roll right in with that stuff. However, odds are decent. She's going to be over the age of 33, which means you're not going to bang her on the first or second meet. You're not. Probably not. There are exceptions, but again, set your expectations. You might have to see her 3 times, 4 times. You might have to. If she's over 33. And again, if you're my age range, she's probably going to be well over 33. She might be in her 40s. God forbid, she might be in her 50s. Some of you older guys. Okay, so you got to calibrate for that. Now, if she's well under 33 for whatever reason, great. You can just follow the Black Dragon model. First date, 1 hour first date. Second date, your place. Blah, blah. You just kind of proceed. So you proceed with the standard model, calibrating for the fact that she's over 33. Okay. What else? What else can I add to this? That's really it. Everything we're talking about throughout the entire interaction, all standard game rules apply. So let's go through those quickly. Outcome independent. You don't care what happens. You don't say anything negative. You're totally non-reactive. If she says something you like or something negative, or she says she hates Trump and you're a big Trump dork, you'd shut the fuck up. You don't bring it up. No controversial topics. Same exact stuff. Confident. This is over your conversation on text. So confident, funny, but not too funny, not a clown. Okay. Friendly. Nothing negative. No complimenting her physical appearance. Let me say that again, you idiots. No complimenting her physical appearance. No, do not do this. I've said this, I don't know how many thousands of times in the last 15 years, and guys still insist on doing this. If you weren't aware, the overall rule for dating women you have not had sex with yet, you do not ever compliment a woman's appearance until you've had sex with her twice. Then you can say whatever you want. It doesn't matter. You've locked her in at that point. That's lock-in. Prior to that, not one word comes out of your mouth about her physical appearance. If you can't help yourself and you've just got to compliment her because you're such a fucking beta, then compliment something that is not physical. Wow, you're really smart. Wow, you know a lot about that. Wow, you have a really cool vibe. I don't even do that, but you can do that. That's okay. Just don't say, well, you're really pretty. You're so hot that... No, goddamn, don't do this. You're murder your chances. Once you've had sex with her twice, do whatever the fuck you want. Until then, shut the fuck up. Okay? Same thing on the first and second date. She should do 80% of the talking. Now, if she's older, generally speaking, these will be older women over 33. Often women over 33 are going to ask more questions and want to elicit more information from you. So maybe if she's over 33, and I can do a whole thing on dating women over 33. If you guys would like me to do that, I certainly can do that. It might not be 80-20. It might be 70-30 if she's like in her late 30s or 40s, and that's okay. But still, the overwhelming percentage of the conversation is coming out of her mouth, not yours. If you talk too much, you're out. And again, some of you have a lot of trouble with that. You can't shut the fuck up. Shut up. Ask a question, shut the fuck up, and listen, and nod your head. Oh, really? Oh, and then what happened? You know how many women I've had sex with? I'm just going, really? Wow, and then what happened? That's all you got to say. That's it. You will get laid. But if you got to keep, you know, chattering off about your fucking life and your ex-girlfriend and blah, 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 you're out. Goodbye. Sorry. What else should I mention about this? Doopy, 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 doop. Oh. One of these times has happened. Women aren't stupid. So At least one woman in these scenarios asked me this question. Was it over the phone? When did she ask me this? This is a while ago. Was it in person or I don't remember now. I don't remember if it's on the phone she asked me this or in person on a meet. She goes, so she knew why. She knew the answer. So why did you hit me up on Facebook? Why'd you hit me up? Why me? She knows why. In her case, she was a real estate agent. By the way, this particular woman was literally one of the hottest girls in my high school. And I went to a big high school, a lot of women. She was in a grade older, above me. I mean, like, oh. And this was back when we were both in our late 30s. She was still smoking hot. Anyway, so what was this? What did I answer? I'm trying to know what I answered. In my case, what I did is when I hit her up on Facebook, she was a real estate agent, and I had a legitimate question about real estate in the Portland area, and I asked her that. I said, hey, you're a real estate agent. Yeah. So that's another technique you can use if you're nervous about doing this. Try to come up with some reason you would ask a person who does what she does for a living. You could do that. So I did that. And I said, well, I had a question about real estate. And she's not stupid. She's like, yeah, you could have asked any real estate agent. I said, yeah, I did. I forget what I said. I think just looked at her. I said, yeah, I could have. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, be confident about it. Just laugh it off. It's no big deal. So you might get that question because women aren't stupid. And women over 33 really aren't stupid. So just be aware you might get those questions. And if you're nervous about what to answer, how to answer that question, come up with an answer. What if she says, so why'd you hit me up on Instagram? Instead of going, sit down, go into your mirror, your bathroom mirror, and rehearse an answer. Come up with something, make something up. Don't lie. You can even be honest, depending on when she asks. And you can say, you know, you're pretty cool. I remember how cool you were back in high school. I remember when we used to work together, da-da-da, I remember how cool you were. You're a cool person. Don't compliment appearance. Right? Let's see. What else do I want to say about this? That's about it. I mean, I'm happy to answer questions about it. I have done this successfully more than once. My success rate for doing this is around 50%. And now that's me. I know what I'm doing. So if you're a beginner, your success rate is going to be maybe 10% or 5% or zero. If you're intermediate, maybe you're looking at, I don't know, 20, 30% success rate. If you're advanced, 50% at best. So again, set your expectations. I didn't go after just one woman. It was a few. I didn't do all these women at the same time. It was a staggered thing. I got plenty of women in my life, so I don't need a whole bunch of new women at once. So, you know, trying to think if there's anything else I could say about this. That's it, other than to tell you that it does work. It works. Okay, it works when you're looking at a grouping of women, not just one. Now, this also all assumes that you followed all my advice and all my books about maximizing your physical appearance and maximizing your internal attractiveness. So The Unchained Man, my new book coming out very shortly, the revised version, and the old version talks about internally attractive and externally attractive. Internally attractive means confident, outcome independent, game skill, and emotional control. Those four. You worked on those four. Externally attractive is basically a checklist of items. It's in that book as well. How does your hair look? How does your skin look? What is your shirt? Does your shirt look good? If you have facial hair, is it nice? Is it groomed correctly? Do you have fucked up teeth? Okay. Do you have fucked up? What are you, address your fucked up problems? Okay. Are you fat? Are you super? You can be overweight. I'm overweight. You can't be fat. Are you fucking fat? Are you a skinny little beta with your ribs sticking out? Right. Your fashion. Your body language. You've worked on all these things. Again, this is not for beginners. That's not going to work if you're a beginner. If you look like a schlub, on my personal Facebook page, not my public Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, whenever I talk to women from my past, even women I don't want to have sex with, people I know, they're like, my God, you look young. Holy shit. What the hell? And then they see Pink Firefly, like, oh my God, your wife is so hot. This is all good. This is good. So you need to address these things before you even think about doing this stuff. Internally attractive, externally attractive. That's why I said intermediate level of dating skill or advanced. Because if you're at intermediate or advanced, you've probably addressed, if not all these things, most of these things. Okay. Also, for you older guys, I will throw this out there, but this should be obvious. The younger you look, the higher your odds of success come from women within your age range, because men, here's my example, I'm 51. I see what other 51-year-old men look like. They look like shit. And compared to other 51-year-old men, I look like Brad Pitt. I'm exaggerating slightly, but you get my point. Not compared to good-looking, 27-year-old guys, but compared to the typical average 51-year-old American man, you compare me to any typical average American 51-year-old, I look fantastic. And I know because I could go on my Facebook and look at all the men I went to high school with. They look like tubs of shit, with rare exception. Every once in a while, you'll see a guy who looks like me, who's taking care of himself. But even those guys have wrinkles, or they have shaved heads, or, even those guys. So be aware of that. You guys who are older in your 50s, 60s, maybe late 40s, if you are older but look younger, I've talked about this many times, the highest men in society, the number one highest ranking of men in society, okay, in terms of not income and not power, but in terms of attractiveness, purely physically, are men who are older men, well over 40, who look way younger. If you're well over 40 and you look way younger, world is your oyster. Young guys, it's tough. Older guys who look old, it's tough. Not as tough because they have money, they can do sugar daddy games, shit like that. Okay? So, be aware of that too. Okay? Really quick, and we'll get to questions. How are we doing on time? Doing pretty good. Where's my banner? Let me turn on my banner. Hang on. Should I make it scroll? Nah, just leave it there. SMIC Vault. I just mentioned this on the Unchained CEO thing. I'm going to go to more detail about it now because this is an alpha male 2.0 thing. SMIC program, the Superior Man Inner Circle, which later became UMS, the Unchained Man Society, was a membership program I ran for about 13 years. And in that program, we did numerous training seminars, training videos, Q&A videos, coaching videos, newsletters, hot sheets, all of which I will describe. And these were training videos and topics that I could not discuss publicly because this is behind a paywall with my own stuff. So I could say whatever the fuck I wanted. It was my best stuff. I did it for 13 years before I shut down last year. What I've decided to do, and some of you gave me this idea, is I have taken all of that content, rearranged it into like a course, so to speak, and for a flat fee, this week only, I'm closing this down Friday night, you can get access, lifetime access, to all of that content. It is over, I believe the numbers, you go to the website, look, the website is www.caleb.top/SMIC. So if you listen to the podcast, www.caleb.top/SMIC. The breakdown's on the site, something like 178 hours of just video content, plus another whatever in audio training content, the exact number I think is 320 hours of audio or video training content on Alpha 2.0 techniques, 50% for business, 50% for women. Everything you can think of, starting a business, five flags, investing, time management, every woman topic you can think of, FBs, MLTRs, older women, threesomes, mother, daughter, women, every goddamn thing you can think of. It's hundreds of hours of content. Most of my online courses that you buy for like $1,000, $800 have like 6 hours of content, 12 hours of content. This is 300. Okay. Video and audio training, and it's 1/3 the cost of my courses. It's a few hundred bucks. That's it. Lifetime access. You keep it forever. It's yours. Friday night at midnight EST, I shut this all off. You can't get it. Not like you can still get it, but it's cheaper. No, you can't get it. Well, could I ever get it again? I don't know. Maybe. If I ever sell it again, it's going to be way more expensive. It's cheap as fuck right now. It's never going to be this cheaper again if I ever decide to do it again. So I'm going to shut this off Friday night. You have, today is Wednesday. You've got 3 days left if you want in on this. And then you're done. Okay? What else can I say about that? Website kind of explains everything. Oh, the hot sheets. So there's training videos. The vast majority are me doing the training. Some of the videos, a smaller percentage, are other coaches doing the training, but the vast majority are me. There are Q&A conference videos where I sit there for like two and a half, three hours sometimes, just answering questions from the guys in the program. And I answer everything. And I can say anything I want. It's no holds barred, Caleb. Unlike now, where almost 30% of the time I can't answer the question, or I have to kind of dodge the answer. I can give you a little bit of an answer because I'm public. I say what the fuck I want in there. That's hardcore Caleb in there. Hardcore Alpha Male 2.0. Also, we have newsletters in there I used to do, only for those members, and hot sheets. Hot sheet is once a month or once every 2 weeks, depending on the year. I take a Word document and I write out, it's about 2 pages, and I write literally everything I'm doing in my life at that moment. Here's what I'm doing in my business. Here's what I'm doing with my women. Here's what I'm doing with Five Flags. I just go through and I give you details that I cannot give you publicly and will never give publicly. And there's like 100 of those. 100 hot sheets, 80 hot sheets, something ridiculous. It's crazy over the past several years. And I write those out so you can learn from what I'm doing and the mistakes I'm making and the things I'm figuring out that work, so you can copy those. That is part of the SMIC vault. It's all there. Awesome. It is the most amount of content I have ever offered, and it is far less than all of my courses, my video courses, certainly more than the 90 Day Biz Builder. The 90 Day Biz Builder isn't comparable. We work with that. There are no people involved. Now, a few questions. If you're one of those few guys who already has lifetime access to SMIC now, there's a few of you, you don't need to get this. You already have access to it all, so don't buy it. You already have it. We've had one or two people already buy it. We've got to refund their money. You already have it. So there's nothing, you don't get anything new. You already have it. For everybody else, and if you were a member of SMIC maybe many, many years ago, every year we add a mountain of content. So there's way more content there now than when you were a member back in 2018 or 2020 or whatever. Plus in 2020, start adding Five Flags content. So this is all Alpha Male 2.0. This is business, women, investing, Five Flags, time management, testosterone. I mean, fuck it. You name it. It's in there. Hundreds of topics. Literally hundreds of topics. I would say maybe 200 topics at least. It's all there. So you've got until Friday night, midnight EST. I'm shutting it off. We're done. And as always, if I get any emails on Saturday or Sunday, they go, I'm sorry, I didn't know. If you're on the email list, you're getting a warning every day. So you'll know. You should know. I'm telling you this on this live stream, and this is a podcast. And on the Unchained one, on Unchained CEO as well. So I'll give you plenty of warning on this. Okay. Cool. Okay. All right. Let's do questions. Let me take a drink. I'm trying to save my voice. I don't know how I'm going to do my audiobook recording after this. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just go to bed. Okay. Let's see. I'm scrolling up for the questions. Do, 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 do. Is it possible to make a traditional monogamous women into open relationship? Yes. You need to go to open-marriage.com, although I know you're not married, or maybe you are. And if you get that book, there's a specific procedure on how to do it. Also, at my blog, there is an older article on how you can convert a monogamous relationship to a non-monogamous one. Your odds are better if she has more to lose from the relationship. So if you are married, your odds of success are higher. If you live together, but you're not married and you have no kids, your odds of success are a little lower, but they're still good. If you're just dating a girl, you don't live with her, your odds are a little lower. So the more she has to lose, the higher your odds of success. The answer is yes. I have coached many men through this, through their marriages. If you are a higher income guy, you can go to Where do you go for my coaching? Crap. Where do you go? I forget. Sorry, I forget all my websites. You can hire me as a coach. I think I have one slot left for one-on-one coaching because I've coached men through this, including men, including some celebrity men. So my track record is pretty good. But that's going to cost you a few thousand dollars. If you want to do that, go to open-marriage.com and you can get that book. If a woman goes ahead and tries to defame you because you're not monogamous and posting pictures and screenshots, what do you think my answer is going to be? Who cares? Should I just not give a fuck? Why are you asking that question? Why are you even asking? Alchemy and Pence, of course you don't give a fuck. Who cares? This guy fucks a lot of girls. Oh, how horrible. What a horrible defamation that is. Oh, no. It's bothering me now. She's been doing this for a year. You got to stop giving a fuck. He fucks all these girls. And I'm sure these women are like, oh, that's terrible. It's great social proof. Looking forward to the pre-order ebook, audio books, and course. The first one is already awesome. Cool. I hooked up with a super hot SB, who is exactly my type. The Semex was amazing. What's Semex? S-M-E. Oh, sex. Excuse me. The sex was amazing. She left for some other dude. I can still pull cute women, but still think about her too often. One half. Oh, I see. Should I work on pulling hotter women to forget about her? Yes, not should. You should. Yes, of course you should. She was a hot mess, but God, she was fun to hook up with. She was sex, only had no relationship. You're in the one-itis zone? Yes. For every hot girl, there's 300 around the corner who are even hotter than her. So the answer is yes. How many women are there on Earth? 4 billion. Okay. There's 100. I can't get access to all those girls. In your city, there's at least 100,000 super hot girls that you could have sex with. Why are you worried about that? One. Why do left-wingers feel they can go after POA's male dating advice while at the same time not providing any advice their own or feeling like it's not even necessary? Right-wingers go after POA just as much as left-wingers. It's not left-wingers. Why can they? Because freedom of speech, they can do whatever they want. You shouldn't care what people say about PUA or red pill. Why do you care? I don't care. Why do you care? Move on. Get laid. What type of shaver do you use, electric or manual? So for many, many, many years, I used an electric shaver. And then I realized one day that two things. One is it wasn't as close of a shave. Two is they were bulky to travel with. Three is I read in at least two books on anti-aging, they give off an electrical field. And you want to ideally, for longevity, keep anything with a strong electrical field away from your face, including cell phones. Microphones, okay, because they have an electrical field, but a razor has a strong electrical field. So I switched to blades about, I guess, quite a while ago now, 8-9 years ago. I buy Schick, two different kinds of Schick. I forget which kind they were. I do not buy Gillette products because Gillette hates men. So I buy Schick. What brand do you use for your earplugs when you sleep? I don't care about the brand as long as it's 33 decibels. So you look on the package and you do 33 decibels, use that. Doesn't matter what the brand is. Reusable or one-time use? The one-time use ones, you can use four times. So I use it for four nights and I throw them away and get a new one. When women leave you, what's the percentage split of you after her reinitiating contact? Oh, for me, it's 50-50. It's about 50-50. 50% of the time it's me, 50% of the time it's her. I'm an advanced level guy. I know what I'm doing. So in your case, it might be 70-30, 70% you, 30% them. And as you get better, that percentage will rise. So for me, it's about 50-50. I went on one date with a 36-year-old. She broke virginity recently, really. She giggled and didn't resist sex topic, but I purposely didn't pull her. 2 days later, she blocked me. So the rule is not everything. Huh? Okay. All right. What rule? I don't get it. Hang on a sec. If she blocked you, likely you did something. You said something. You talked too much. That 90% probability was your fault. She blocked you. You said something. You were mean or said something in pro. I don't know what you said. Bro, how can too much humor be bad if the bitch is laughing her ass off and most of your jokes land? I'll tell you why. I use this to accelerate sexual escalation because if you're funny, you can be way more aggressive. If you're on a date scenario, so if you're on a one-on-one first date or second date where she's in isolation, you can make her laugh. I make women laugh all the time. What you don't want to be is a clown. And here's why. And men don't understand this, because the societal programming is women like men are funny. And men and women both believe this. If you're funny, then she'll like you and want to fuck you. No. The way it works is that you visualize a party, okay? And the really funny guy is in the front of the room, and there's six really hot girls laughing at all his jokes, and he's so funny. And six girls are laughing at him. And so everyone else thinks, oh, wow, he's funny, so he's getting laid. No, that's not the guy pulling ass. The guy who's fucked two or three of those girls already and is about to fuck more is the alpha male in the back of the room quietly talking to one or two hot girls. That's the guy who's getting all the chicks, not the funny clown in the front of the room. People misunderstand this. Again, though, if she's on a first date, she already likes you. Sure, you can do that. You can. This woman grew up from a strict family. Okay. Move out. Get over her. How common is 18-year-olds trying to date you? Me? Not uncommon. You're like, me? Does 18-year-old loves 45-year-old guys? I have had sex with numerous 18 and 19-year-old girls in my 40s. Numerous. And this is pre-sugar daddy game, before that was a thing. I started dating 18-year-olds when I was 38. Years before sugar daddy game. Yes, you can do that. You can go to older-younger. I can't remember my websites. Google my book, The Ultimate Younger Woman Manual. It will show you exactly how to do it. 40s is prime time when you're a man. 40s. That is prime time. Yes. And as I've talked about many times, more women, younger girls, are more into dating older guys now than ever before in Western history because of the collapse of the Western world and various other cultural factors. When I started doing this way back in, you know, the 2000s, it was hard work. You were a guy who was 40 trying to hook up 19. That was hard. You could do it. It was hard. Today, way easier. What percentage of women are open to sharing or open relationship? If you do everything correctly, between 70 and 80%. If they're under 33, the percentage drops if she's over 33. If you do everything correctly, most men don't. They don't know what to do. Hey, Caleb, should I get with this girl from my past? She's about 6 feet, though, so I'm worried what people think. 6 feet under. Huh? Are you making a joke? She's dead? If she's dead, no, don't fuck her. If she's 6 feet tall, who cares what other people think? How many percentage of traditional monogamous women agree to open relationship? I already answered that question. What's the success rate in your own experience? My success rate of doing the talk where you verbalize I'm non-monogamous is well over 90%. Well over, but I'm doing it correctly. Go to haveopenrelationships.com. Remember that one. The Ultimate Open Relationship Manual. Buy that book. It shows you exactly how to take normal monogamous women and date them non-monogamously. I have done it dozens upon dozens upon dozens of times over the past 17 years, including with traditional women, including with hardcore Christian women, including with women who are virgins or close to it. Yes. Including women over 33, although that's harder. Electrical fields, what about toothbrushes, which are vastly superior cleaning? I stopped using electric toothbrushes. Yeah. So that's a decision you got to make. I stopped. And that's not the only reason. Second reason was travel. I had to travel this big, thick electric toothbrush, heavy. I stopped. So you just have to really make sure you get in there. So that's a decision to make, which one you want. Most women in dating podcasts say they would be single rather than an open relationship. They are lying. Yes. Always ignore what women say and only pay attention to what women do. As Mystery said almost 20 years ago now, what women say they want and what women actually want are two different things. Yes, it's not lying. That's not how they view it. It's not lying. It's just like when women say, if you ask women for advice, that's why you never take dating advice from a woman. If you ask a woman for advice, I want this girl to, I want to have sex with this girl, she's hot.
What will women say? Well, be really nice to her and buy her flowers. And, you know, listen to her talk about her problems and, you know, get her some chocolates and take her out to dinner, and that'll dry up her pussy. So women ask for things they don't want because they're trained by society to do this. I made around 100 dates in the last year, and I found a strange correlation. If I kiss the first date, I have 30% probability to have sex. Okay, if you don't kiss the first date, you probably have a 50% or 60% probability. Oh, you live in Italy. Okay, that might be different in Italy. That might be, yeah. My don't kiss the first date rule may not apply in Italy or Spain or Greece. Those Mediterranean countries, maybe not. That's for like Americans, Canadians, people in the UK, Australians, people like that. You might be okay. You're Italian. You know Italian girls, right? How do we get rid of prevent wrinkles as guys? You do my skin regimen. I talk about this 10,000 times. I'll whip through it really quick. Every morning you wash your face with a face wash or astringent. Number one. Number two, you put on, 2 to 3 times a week, you exfoliate. Then you put on moisturizer, ideally moisturizer with a 25 SPF. So moisturizer and sunblock on top of that, or a moisturizer with 25 SPF in there. At night, you wash your face again and put on a moisturizer with no SPF. If you have wrinkles already, you need to use retinol or Retin-A nightly, either every other night or every night, depending on how strong your skin is. That's the nutshell. They're an ex for good reason. I have no desire to hook up with any girlfriend from my past. That's not what I'm talking about. I think you missed the first part of this. It's not a girlfriend. It's a woman you've never had sex with from your past. That smoking hot girl in high school who you wanted to fuck, but you couldn't. Her. How much will your new Alpha 2.0 book cost? If you buy it with the course, it's going to be, I don't know, $197? $147? I don't know. Just the book by itself, I don't know. Not much, $20. It's a book. It's not going to be an expensive book. Right now, you get the old version for $7. So, you know, a little more than that, not much. How do you use cell phones to avoid electrical peels? Earbuds. Never have your cell phone up to your face, ever. Earbuds, either with a wire or Bluetooth. Well, Bluetooth has electrical. Yeah, but not bad. Not as bad. If you're terrified, you do a wired thing. I hate wires, so I sacrifice a little on that. So there you go. Or speakerphone. Thank God phones now have good speakerphones. You know, this new chair is great. However, this headrest, which is very important to your posture, I hit on it, and then my hair like pops up. So I got like this alfalfa, like sticking up like this. I'm constantly like doing like, fuck, I do this. It's great, love it. But I have to use this, the thing that fucks my hair. Yeah. Hang on, I need a drink. What I'm going to do probably starting next week is a series, probably a 4-part series for these podcast live streams, where I'm going to do every type of alpha male 2.0 relationship in detail. So next week, I think I'm going to do this, not 100%, but probably. So next week, it'll be all about FBs, FB management. Next week, it'll all be about MLTRs. Next week after that, will be about OLTR. Next week after that, will be OLTR wife. So a 4-part series. That should be pretty cool. And as always, if you guys have suggestions for topics you want me to do, put them in the chat or put them in the comments, and I will read them. Let's see. Will you consider going to Fresh and Fit Podcast? I'm asked that about once a month. Sure. Why not on mainstream pill media? I found you yesterday. Because this is not what I do for a living. I have 3 companies. This is one of 3 companies. A lot of my work time is nothing to do with any of this shit. Red pill guys, most of them, this is all they do. That's their income. This is one of my many income streams. I'm a businessman. I'm a business consultant. I have a medical company. I've got a lot of stuff going on. That's why. So, and also I live in Dubai because I don't like paying taxes. So I can't just pop over to Miami to do a podcast. That's the other reason. So there you go. But sure, I would be happy to do that next time I'm in Miami. Sure. I would do it. That's the kind of thing I could do on the way down to Paraguay. So I go to Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan in a few weeks. And then I go to the UK. Oh, that's something else.
We're going to announce the event schedule for 2024 and 2025 next week. So next week, we're doing events in the UK. We're doing events in Paraguay, of course. We're doing multiple events in Dubai. We're doing events in Mexico. We're going to go to Antarctica. Woo! We're doing that in 2025. We're doing all kinds of shit. I might do something in Scottsdale again. I haven't decided when I'm there next. I haven't decided. Oh, no. I will decide this week because we're announcing next week. So the schedule for 2024 and first half of 2025, all announcing next week. Very excited. Finally. I'm way past due on that. I should have done that a while ago, but I've been busy writing the book. Let's see. Have you talked to them before? I don't understand. Wait, no, stat. Can I purchase your SMIC vault in payments? No. I'm going to say no on that one. I mean, I don't know. I guess we could set that up, but you don't get access it till the final payment. We could do that. I'll tell you what, if enough of you write in or comment that you want to do payments, but you don't get access it till the final payment, then I'll do it. I'd rather not for this. I'm not even offering refunds for this. It's 300 hours of content. So this is a little different than what I normally sell. Yes, you can buy with crypto. As always, you can buy with crypto. I should put the wallets on the sales page. I forgot to do that because I've had a few email in. Can I pay with crypto? Yes, you can use crypto. Yes, absolutely use crypto. Sure. Consider the low odds of success. You keep trying to hook up with girls from the past. You should be concerned that word will get out. No, you shouldn't be concerned about that. That word will get out and you'll get player reputation among old friends, etc. No. God damn it, you guys. Stop giving a fuck what other people think about you. Outcome independence. Outcome independence. That means you don't care. Plus, what are the odds that some chick you went to high school with 30 years ago is going to call all the other women you went to high school 30 years ago, he tried to fuck me. Come on. No, stop. My God, you guys drive me crazy. Stop giving a fuck. Stop giving. What if other people think, as soon as you think that, you need to slap yourself in the face because you're being a big beta pussy. You shouldn't fucking care. You think I give a fuck what any person I know in my personal life thinks about me? I'm on the internet in front of the whole world talking about how I bang girls besides my wife and I'm married. You think there's some people in my personal life, friends, clients, in my family, like, what the fuck? Do you think I care? This is why I am the only person on the entire internet who talks about his non-monogamous lifestyle to a wide audience. There's a few other people who talk about it kind of, but the small audiences and niche. I'm the only guy. Why? Because everyone else is like, well, what if my mom finds out? Word will get around. Who cares, you big bitch? God damn, guys. Jesus. Let's see. Could you please share the best Tom Torero story? You know, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I should. I want to respect his memory. There's a lot of things I could say about Tom that are good. Well, I could talk about something that I've already mentioned before. There was a guy many years ago, who was hating on me, and I was very happy about it because he made me a lot of money. My haters make me a lot of money. And he knew Tom. The three of us knew each other. And when I was in the UK, met with Tom, spent like most of the day with him. And he said, hey, I want to apologize for this person. The reason he's like this is because, and then he told me all kinds of personal shit about this person who was a very unhappy person. Not going to go into details, but I didn't mention it. He did that just of his own volition. He did that on his own. That's the kind of guy he was, just a really good guy. Just, you know, I still think about him. I miss him. He's just, one of the nicest guys in that whole community. And there's a few nice guys. He's not the only one. But he's just an awesome guy. You're going to make me cry. Asians have small dick. Don't know how to talk to Western women, as generally, especially Indians. Is there any hope for Indian guys? I have men in my community, Indian guys,
who bang white girls left and fucking right. However, as I've talked about in detail, because you're an Indian, you have been brainwashed with the worst anti-sex cultural societal programming of any country in the world, and you're going to have to overcome that first. And these guys did, and it's hard. I have an entire article at my blogs about Indian guys, so you should Google alpha male 20 space Indian dating advice or Indian guys dating advice. The article will come right up. Read that article. You have a lot of bullshit to clean out of your head when you were raised in India. And you know, you already know, right? Once you get that shit cleaned out, then the world is your oyster. But you got to get that out of your head first. Okay? There's nothing to do with the size of your dick. When you're on a first date, when she comes to your apartment, she has no idea how big your dick is. Guys with small dicks don't understand that women don't know you have a small dick until you're actually having sex. So it doesn't fucking matter. Shit. Same thing with guys with big dicks. If a big giant, she doesn't know until you start having sex. So it doesn't fucking matter. Why do I look tan? I'm not even tan. Did I tan yesterday? I do that fake tan shit. Oh, I have to tan. Let's see. Yeah, anyway. Where are we here? Hang on, need water. So I got to stop yelling because I'm killing my voice. Got to save it for the audiobook. How would you order your companies from the highest amount after tax gross income to the least? I don't want to discuss that publicly. And that changes. So if I answer that now in 2 years, 3 years, it'll be different. What's up with Pia? I'm talking to her right after this. Is she going to live with you in Dubai and Paraguay? Or is she staying in the United States? She's going to bounce back between Dubai and the United States. She does not want to go to Paraguay ever. Nor do I want to take her to Paraguay. I would hear nothing but complaining. Barbie blondes who like everything perfect would not like Paraguay. And I've offered, you go to Paraguay. She's like, ugh. She's going to go back and forth between Dubai and the United States. Unfortunately, because she likes the United States. She doesn't like the United States. She's used to the United States. So she misses, when she's in Dubai, she likes Dubai, but she's like, well, why don't they do it like this, like they do in the U.S.? And why don't they do it like that, like in the U.S.? Because this isn't the U.S., sweetheart. Well, then she goes back to the U.S. She goes, oh, good. It's how I remember. It's the way I was raised. So that's kind of how she is. She's more of a normal American. It's been almost 5 months with an MLTR. She didn't bring up the subject, the relationship yet. Good. So far, all good, but how long should I wait to do the talk? You only do the talk when she brings it up. I've had women wait a year. Good. Good. I do all cardinal rules. I know you are. That's why it's working. But should she assume a monogamy if she doesn't bring it up? Not if you're doing all the cardinal rules. No. Unless she's completely retarded. No. If married open, should a man always have a second place to stay? Second apartment in case soft next is required for drama. Ideally, if you can afford it, yes. So ideally, you have two homes. That's ideal. If you can afford it and you can logistically do that when you're married, have two homes, you have somewhere to go, yes. You still can't soft next her that way. I guess you could. You could soft next her if you had two homes. Yes, you can. Yeah, if you can logistically do that, yeah, you bet. How to pick up the Uber driver. Your odds are very low. I wouldn't even try it. Because one time I was riding the Uber driver, was hot Latina. Yeah, your odds are very low. You talk to her, you only have a few minutes. You run game, you get a number. Odds are very low. Would you get a hair transplant when older? I did. It's not a hair transplant. It's non-sexual hair restoration. A lot of this hair is fake. So yes, of course. Now here's the bottom line on hair for you older guys going bald. There's a certain type of facial structure for men that looks really good if you shave your head. If you have darker skin and more angular features, just shave your head. You'll look great. If you have more pale skin and have more round features, you need to fix your fucking hair. You can't shave your head. You're going to have to get either the surgery, FOE or FUE, or non-surgical, one of the two. Yep. I like the payment plan for SMIC. Okay, there's one. There's two votes. If you get player reputation, that's good. It makes easier for other chicks to hear about it. Right. If anything, it's good. Right. Who cares? And you still shouldn't care. What do you think of Russell Brand and Andrew Tate sleeping with a 16-year-old
as age of consent is 16 UK, would you do the same? You sleeping with women who are under the age of consent laws or within the age of consent is valid. It's fine. Would I hook up with a 16-year-old? No. I mean, not really. No, I have no desire to do that. I mean, I visit countries all over the world where I could do that. I don't. No. But it's, you know, whatever you want to do. If it's legal, go ahead. It's fine. If it's legal and you want to do it. I've hooked up with a lot of 18-year-olds. Not, but these days I don't. I don't care. Because I've been there, done that. So. If you had a public line doing it in the stairs. What? If you had a public line doing it in the stairs or on a cruise ship or outside the park, got a noise complaint. I don't understand what you're saying. How do you maintain your non-surgical hair transplant when traveling? It's a pain in the ass. If you're gone for a few weeks, it's fine. If you're gone for a few months, it's a pain in the ass. So ideally, you go somewhere where they have centers. They have centers in most Western countries that'll do it for you. If you're going to fucking Paraguay or Bolivia or fucking, it's a pain in the ass. There's a bunch of shit you got to do yourself. And it's a big pain. It helps if you have someone help you if you're gone for months. That's only if you're gone for months. If you're gone for a few weeks, you're fine. But I'm going to be in Paraguay for 3 months, so I'm going to have to do it. But I'm used to doing it now. I've had this for years. So you just got to fuck with it. It's a pain in the ass. It sucks. That's what you got to do. All right, I'll answer a few more questions. And then I will vanish into the night, although I know it's not nighttime where most of you are. Let's see. Where are we here? Do you have to talk to the girl from your past before trying to reconnect or could just remember seeing her in high school, for example? I don't understand your question at all. I don't. Please rewrite your question. That doesn't make any sense to me. Has the hassle not made you consider going the surgical route? No, because if I do the surgery, here's why I don't like the surgery. By the way, the surgical route works. I've had some of my people in my audience here in Dubai have done it. Because in Dubai, you can get it really cheap in Turkey. So people in Dubai go to Turkey to do it. It's awesome. Here's the problem. Number one, it makes your hair look like shit for like 2 months. So you got to wear a hat for 2 months, almost. It looks terrible for like 2 months, like a long time. Okay. Number two, it causes some of that hair to fall out in that two-month period. Fuck. So you got that problem. Number three, you got to go do it again. So maybe in 5 years or 10, you got to go do it again. You got to keep doing it. If the surgery was a one-time thing, I would have done it. But you don't. The surgery takes care of the bald areas you have. Now, you wait 10 years, more hair is going to fall out. Now, the hair they transplant won't fall out, but your other hair will. So you got to go back and do it again. So I'd be constantly going back every 7 years. I don't want to do that. So I'd rather just, the rare times I travel, you know, for 3 months, I'll just dick with this. And I'll just wait until they cure baldness, which is coming soon. Very soon. I don't mean a year from now, but soon in our lives, they'll cure baldness. You'll just get a shot in the arm and you'll grow hair. It'll be, you know, they've almost done it now. They have shots you can get now and they almost work. So they're almost there now. So this isn't a lifetime thing. This is just till they cure baldness. So it's fine. Let's see. Why do I keep losing my place? In Dubai, is it easier to pick up a foreigner than a hot Arabic chick? By far, yes. Very difficult to get the locals here. Very difficult. Brodicus, what's that? I don't know who Brodicus was in Dubai and said that Dubai is hard, not worth it for women. It's harder. Yeah, Dubai is not the best place on earth to date chicks. If dating women is your top priority, don't go to Dubai. Go to Colombia. Go to Thailand. Go to Philippines. Don't come here. But you can. You can do it. You can do it. It's just harder. Yeah. And no, you're not going to get Arabic. The local Emirati Arabic women, you're not going to get any of those here. No, you're not going to. That's not going to happen. I'm with you with outcome independence, but now girls made a girls only Facebook called Are We Fucking the Same? I've had guys bring this up. And if you bring this up, you're outcome dependent. So you are outcome dependent. Major cities where they lay up prey guys have been. I know. You should be on there. You should be on there. I should be on there. Should wear that as a badge of honor. Yeah, fuck yeah, I'm on there. You know how many women I've had sex with? Yeah, you should be on there. Good. them simps and losers as revenge for smashing and dashing player. Well, now here's the other thing. I don't do one night stands. Okay. There is not one woman you can find in my past, and that's a long list, who will ever tell you that I treated her badly. You're never going to see that with me because I don't do one night stands. I'm super nice to every woman I'm with. I only do long-term relations for as long as I can make them. My return rate is 94%. That tells you right there. So I'm nice to people. So, but, you know, I still wouldn't care if I was on that thing. You shouldn't either. How much of a detriment is a man's height when it comes to hookup and spinning plates? It's only a detriment if you're very short. If you're Danny DeVito, it's a problem. But if you're shorter than average, if you have confidence, outcome independence, game skill, and emotional control, you can overcome it, and you can wear elevator shoes and put lifts in your shoes. I've talked about it in my blogs as well. You can raise 3 inches with elevator shoes. Fine. So if you're, you know, slight, if you're like 5'7", 5'8", you can make that work. If you're 5'2", it's a problem. You're right. Just joined the live. Is there any update on the Unchained Man book? I described that in detail. Go watch the replay of this. Wouldn't that bother you, Caleb, as a guy being slandered in that Facebook group? No. Why would it bother me? That would be great for my brand. Are you kidding? You guys are killing me today with this outcome dependence. You're not being Alpha 2.0 today, guys. Would that bother you? Why would it bother me? You think no one has ever said anything negative about me online before? Are you fucking kidding me? I've had guys, true story, this happened more than once. I've had guys who were orbiter friend zone guys of women I fucked make entire websites about me. Caleb's a pedophile. This guy named Caleb Jones and he fucks around. Oh my God. I went, great. I don't care. Why would you care? Fuck me. Jesus Christ, guys. You're making me depressed. Have a low MLTR of 3 years where I did not give a real talk. Just told her that I broke up with one girl that I love because of jealousy. Okay. Are you asking a question? And that I don't want any more jealousy because it destroys lives and sometimes actually kills people. What? It looked like it worked. Continue my next message. She only asked me if she could have sex with other guys. I said yes, and that's it. I don't quite understand what you're saying, but okay. I just told her that I broke up with one girl that I love because of the jealousy. Oh, I see. And that I don't want any more jealousy because it destroys lives and actually kills people. That's a little extreme. I would never say anything like that to a woman. So, but okay. If it worked for you, great. How do you justify frauding a girl that thinks you're 6 feet with insoles when you take them off? Guys always say this. When you take them off, you're a foot shorter. I said 3 inches. I didn't say a foot. And you look funny. I didn't say put stilts on. 1, 2, or 3 inches. They don't care. I've had many men do this. They've never had a problem. 3 inches. 1 inches, 2 inches, 3 inches. Maybe four. Has a guy ever done? Yeah, I had a guy do 4 inches. That's it. No more than that. They don't care. If I could purchase your SMIC vault in 2 or 3 payments, not have access to any of it to the final payment, how can we set that up? Are you the third person? I'm only going to set that up if a bunch of people request it. So far in this live stream, I've had 3 people request it. So I'll wait a day. I'll wait 24 hours. Okay. And if I get a bunch of emails and a bunch of comments from different people, not the same guys over and over again, because I know some of you try to pull that. We know, then I will do it and I'll announce it in the email list. Be on my mail list and I'll announce it. And we'll just put another button there for making payments. Still 3 inches. What the fuck's the bitch going to think? First of all, I wouldn't call women bitches. Second of all, they don't care. Try it before you say it doesn't work. I've had many men try it. I've done it. I've only done it for 1 inch though. I've had many men do this. They've never had a problem. Does it matter how long it's been in years for girls you knew? 4 years since the previous job. No. You could do 4 years. You could do 20 years. I've done, how many years? What, 25 years? You could do 4. Yeah, you sure you could do 4. That works. Yeah, 4 works. Yeah, there's no set minimum or maximum number of years. Yeah, it works. Sure. If you do exactly what I said earlier. Yeah. It's fine. From what you hear, do men and your followers have a better experience in Thailand or the Philippines? Any difference or not that really? Men love both. Men who love Philippines, love Philippines. Men who love Thailand, love Thailand. The difference in, it's more about the difference in lifestyle, but it's very similar. The Philippines isn't as humid. I'm giving you weather differences. Thai girls and Filipino girls are different. So, and Philippines is easier because Philippines is the easiest country in the world. So if you just want the easiest country in the world to get laid, Philippines. If you want girls who are a little prettier, Thailand, but it's not quite as easy. Also, Thailand has a very pay-for-play culture. So if you get a Thai girl, she might want some cashola, maybe. Whereas Filipinos don't care. They just want your cock. So, but Filipinos aren't as attractive. But Filipinos are awesome. Filipinas are like the coolest people on earth. I mean, they're awesome. I mean, you know, there's a lot of them here in Dubai, a lot in Hong Kong. They're always happy, smiling, joking around, laughing. I love them. They're great personalities. They're wonderful people. They're just so awesome. So Philippines is, you know, and you will get laid. Oh my God. Thailand, yes, you'll also get laid. It's just a little different. Nice. I knew them before Cerveza. So interesting to see. Okay, cool. What would you do? All right, a few more questions. I got to go. Just a few more. What would you go as far as putting 6 feet as your dating app height if you show up to the dates with insoles? If you're, yeah, you could. You could. I wouldn't. So I wouldn't be comfortable doing that. I would make it maybe if you're 5'9". Yeah, if you're 5'9", I wouldn't say 6 foot. Okay, say 5'11" or something. 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, no, I guess you could. Yeah, you guess you could do that. Sure. That shit would skyrocket matches. No, it wouldn't. If you're 5'9", make yourself 5'10" or 11. You're not going to see any jump from 5'10" or 11 to 6. You're not. From like 5'7", you are. You're overreacting about this, dude. You got to relax. Which country's girls in South America are the most comparable to Eastern European girls? None. Completely different. No comparison whatsoever. Because I have, in my FBs, I have Eastern European girls and I have Paraguayan girls and I have South American girls. There's no comparison. They are complete, very different. Completely different. They look different. They want different things. They speak differently. They have complete different personalities, objectives. It's their relationships. They view relationships very differently. There's no comparison whatsoever. Does one-sided open relationship work? No. Not more than 8 or 9 months unless she's making a lot of money by being with you. That's the one exception. The answer is no. Polygamy is becoming the, is polygamy becoming the norm? No. Women only want 20% of guys. Ignore that. That's not relevant to you as an individual. Caleb, have you ever made it to the live show? What live show? Do you directly ask women their body count? No, I don't care. I definitely talk about their past. And sometimes you can get a feel for if a woman's been with a lot of dudes. And frankly, most women who've been with a lot of guys will eventually tell you. They don't keep that a secret. Some women are proud of it. The women a lot. I don't care what a woman's body count is unless like we're talking about OLTR stuff. I don't care. What's the best line opener usually used to contact a girl you haven't met for years? It depends on the girl. There's no line. There's no magical line. Hey, how are you? I'll give you some examples. Hey, I'm reaching out to people I went to high school with. Don't lie. Make sure that's the truth. So reach out to men and other people. How are you? It doesn't have to, it doesn't matter. As always, when you're dealing with anything online, the opener is the least important part of the process. Don't compliment appearance. Don't make it long. That's it. It almost doesn't fucking matter. If she's interested in responding to you, she'll look at your Facebook page or she's going to glance at it and then respond or not. That's it. Doesn't really matter what you say, unless you are mean or you compliment her appearance, do something stupid. So it doesn't matter. In terms of femininity, well, they're both feminine. Most Latina countries are feminine girls, just as feminine as Eastern European. They're very feminine. Some Eastern European you're talking to someone else. Okay. If she already blocked you on Instagram, Facebook, do you think you still have a chance? It depends on the scenario. Why she blocked you. I don't know. Why did she block you? Have you dated in Armenia? Yes, I have. All right. SMIC Vault. Over 300 hours of audio and video training on both business topics and woman topics. It costs less than about a third of what I normally charge for my video courses that only have, in most cases, 6, 7, 8 hours of content. This is over 300. And it is only available until Friday night EST, and I shut it off. You will not be able to get it after that date, that time. So you've got, as of this live stream, I'm recording this live, 3 days. And if you wait till Saturday or Sunday and say, please, I didn't know, I'm going to say, sorry, no. My team is instructed to say, nope, sorry. It was now or never. Do you recommend using Ross Jeffries stuff when using your Get to Sex Fast model? If you're a beginner or intermediate, yes, because I did. I've done videos with Ross. You can watch them. Yes, if you're a beginner, they help a lot. They help me. If you're advanced, you really don't need them. Yeah. How was your experience with Armenian girls? They're very nice. Armenian girls are really nice. They're just very sweet. They're not really my type. I'm not super into them. They're a very particular type. If you like women with like, here's the Armenian women. If you like women with thick jet black hair, if that's a thing for you, that's a thing for a lot of guys. Oh, go to Armenia. You will be in heaven. Thick jet black, you know, Kim Kardashian hair, but more than Kim, I mean like thick black, jet black hair on white girls, because Indian girls have thick black hair, right? But Armenian, oh, it's just, it's crazy. So pretty hot. If you like that, not really my type. I'm not an Armenian girl. I like Barbie blondes. So you're not going to have those in Armenia. They're none of those in Armenia. So, but they are so nice. People in Armenia, now the weird thing about Armenia, watch my Armenia video over at my Unchained CEO channel. When you go to Armenia and walk around, everyone looks like they're mad. It's just a cultural thing. They're not mad. They look like they're mad. They don't smile. It's not a smiling culture. Very Eastern European, right? They don't smile. But when you talk to them, then they light up and they're good. But when you look at women, they look like they're like mad. They all have resting bitch face. And the men too. Everyone looks kind of pissed off, but they're not. They're super friendly and super nice. They don't speak English. That's another thing. Like Paraguay, no one speaks English. Very few people. Some people at the stores do and shit like that, but don't expect them to speak English. Let's see. All right. A few more. Let's wrap this up. I got to go. Caleb, can you do some Alpha 2.0 trips so we can meet you in game? I just said I'm announcing the schedule next week. Can we see the whole list of the SMIC vault? I've had one or two people ask that question. It would take me too much time to sit there and collate all those fucking topics. It's over 200 topics. So no. You have to trust me on this. It's awesome. There's just literally like about at least 170, 180 topics. I'm not going to sit there, have my staff go through and figure out the topics and copy and paste them and get them all. Yeah. How many pictures on JD app do you recommend? Three. No more, no less. How soon will we know about the option to pay for SMI? 24 hours. In general, is your dating life better in your 30s or in your 40s? That's up to you. 40s is prime time for a man. That's up to you. What do you do in your 40s? That's up to you, dude. Only got here due to some time difference. Can you have some time answer big question? How does your model of open marriage suit women and how do you sell it to them? That is a huge topic and it's not something I can just answer in a little question like this. Go to haveopenrelationships.com, get that book. And if you want, go to open-marriage.com and get that book. And I show you exactly step-by-step on how to do it. My success rates is over 90% with normal, everyday Western monogamous-y women. And my return rate is 94%. So it works. And I'm not the only one. A lot of people in this community are doing the same thing. So, all right. I made a mistake. I bought the business builder, but I think SMIC program is a better option. No, it's not. That's totally different. You get no help in SMIC. No humans help you. You just get videos. Business builder, we work with you for a month. Various people, we help you. You can ask questions and we work with you. So there's completely uncomparable products. Business builder is far better than SMIC Vault because you have human beings helping you for 3 months. Plus there's a shitload of videos you get in that program too. A shitload. So, all right. Jesus. Does your SMIC vault include info about which crypto trading platforms are best? Crypto trading platforms? No, I don't talk about crypto trading platforms. I do discuss crypto a lot. Yes. Do I discuss specific crypto trading platforms? No, because I'm not a trader. I buy and hold for a few years, then I sell. So no, I do not. So no. All right, I'm going to let you guys go. You got 3 days left for SMIC Vault. I will see you very soon.